All right, 706 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course you on the text line and after 8 on the phone line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Yeah, in the city of Mobile, doing it again. Water balloons and water guns and Cathedral Square, 5:30 this afternoon. The battle doesn't take long. I mean, the actual Battle of Mobile Bay went on for weeks, from the I think the 5th of August through the 23rd of August. This one goes on for about 5 minutes. But if you want to go throw water balloons and shoot water guns at each other, that's going on at Cathedral Square this afternoon, 5:30.
Yeah, everybody runs out of ammo pretty quickly in a water balloon fight.
That's right, because like you can't tote enough. You know, you got to you can only see what you can tote. But yeah, so no actual firearms or cannonade going on. Nobody will be lashed to the rigging. There won't be any mines in Cathedral Square. It'll just be people throwing water balloons at each other. And like I said, no west window flood type. Which, by the way, that one of the many great books about the Battle of Mobile Bay, but I guess say the greatest West Wind and Flood Tide. If you get a chance, you get that. Jack Friend wrote the book. He passed away just a few years ago. That book is fantastic. You pick it up at a local bookstore and get that, a great read on it. And I'm just waiting for, as Hollywood seems to just remake
everything,
stuff that they've made before.
Like Baywatch.
Right. They just redo stuff that doesn't need to be redone. With all the ability they do have right now to make fantastic films. I mean, with the technology and everything, am I just being a super homer, or would the Battle of Mobile Bay be a great movie? Think about the drama, think about the scenes and the water and the story around it. I think it would be a great movie. Yeah. But then again, I'm not running any film house out in Hollywood either. So
I can't believe they haven't already made one, if they haven't. And you'd think it'd be like tailor-made for a movie.
Yeah.
Somebody would come together and write that. Maybe Mark Wahlberg, after spending some time down here for the Gulf oil spill movie that he had come out, Deepwater Horizon. Maybe somebody could get the word in his ear, because he seems to be making a movie every 6 months or so now.
Yeah, and there's been a few of them. As much as it would be easy for me to say and pan and like, I don't care about his movie, there's a few of them I've liked.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, Marky Mark's done all right. So, I don't know, Mark Wahlberg in there? And if he is in the movie, what does he play in the movie? Does he direct it? Is he Farragut, or is he...
I know whoever writes this needs to get in contact with you, because you will know enough to at least point them in the right direction.
Well,
to get point the right
them
historians.
To the great historians in our city. Yeah. I'm thinking John Sledge, you're on notice, sir. 710 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Prattville police need your help. They're searching for a woman who has not been seen since last Sunday around 4 p.m. Fannie Mae Robinson left her Prattville home that afternoon and has not returned. Officials say that someone did reach her via phone around 9 a.m. on Monday, but that's the last known contact. Here's who you need to look out for. Robinson was driving a blue 1995 Buick Century with Alabama tag number 4AB9449. She could be anywhere in the state. Her family says she has a medical condition. They're very concerned about her health and well-being. Please call Crime Stoppers at 205-215-7867 if you have any information. News out of Birmingham this morning as Senator Doug Jones is heckled at a town hall meeting Monday night. A woman threw a pair of stuffed lips in the senator's direction. Her focus was to let him know to do the right thing in terms of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You see, after Jones mentioned the National Archives rejecting the Democrats' request for documents on Kavanaugh relating to his time as President George W. Bush's staff secretary, that woman stood in the center aisle and shouted as Senator Jones, saying, quote, "You have enough information. We love you, but you will vote no. And you have enough information to vote no." The woman said all of that before throwing those stuffed lips at Jones and spouting some not so safe for language at work type of situation as to what he could do with those stuffed lips. Now, the woman was immediately escorted out of the venue by police officers. Senator Jones says he appreciates the woman's passion, saying that, quote, "There's just as many people passionate on the other side, so that does not make it real easy." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And God forbid he talks about constituents at large on both sides of this. By the way, too, I mean, Kelly is above the fray, so she wouldn't do it. But the woman there in Birmingham who threw the stuffed lips towards Senator Jones said, "You can I do that? Can I say that word?
I'm not sure."
Okay, so what? They're telling me management says use the sound effect. Okay, you can kiss my... That's a heck of a donkey right
Man,
there.
Man, it's getting after it.
That is Poncho the Angry Donkey that's filled in there. All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk about that some more coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice. We'll check in with News 5 in just a second. And heads up, you want to check out this show, midday show, any of our evening shows, great weekend shows, and you don't catch them right when they air, no problem, which... side story in a second. You can check out our podcast page at fmtalk1065.com. You can also subscribe.
Yeah, you can subscribe on Stitcher. We're on iTunes, the podcast store. Also Spotify. If you get your music from Spotify, now you can get our podcast there too. Just search FM Talk 1065. Tune in, even though you probably normally stream us on TuneIn, now you can get the podcasts there as well.
All right, so lots of ways to listen to us in a podcast form. No, what I was going to say is side note. I listened to a podcast the other day and the person says, they said, "And now, if you tune in at this time, mm-hmm. you can hear this podcast live." And I said, "Wow, you mean you do a live show mm-hmm. and then you make it available as a podcast? We call that radio."
Yeah, it's not exactly groundbreaking, is it?
they talked about it like it's some kind of groundbreaking thing. I said, "Well, that's what we do every day."
And what did we come up with? 40 hours of live yes. programming turned into podcasts every single week, and you can check it out.
Local programming, locally generated organic programming right here from FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll check in with News 5. That's coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A strike from Coca-Cola employees is now in its fifth day. The union says they're waiting on a satisfactory response from the bottling company. Teamsters Local 991 says the employees are striking over wages. New employees would be paid significantly less than the current workers and pay a higher insurance rate. More than 270 employees from Mobile, Robertsdale, Leroy, and Ocean Springs are taking part in that strike. Starting September 1st, Mobile County will respond to all emergency medical calls outside Mobile city limits. The change will mainly impact the Theodore area. It's expected to increase Mobile County's calls by 30%. Once the county starts responding, they'll charge a similar fee as the city does, helping make up for the cost of additional manpower. Executive Director Mark Turner tells News 5 they've asked the county commission to help with the rest of the cost. A health advisory has been issued for people in Okaloosa County. About 60,000 gallons of sewage spilled in the Toms Bayou area near Hidden Cove townhomes. Health officials say the spill was caused by the failure at a pump station. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a small business owner, you already know, you don't need me to tell you, that the right hire can really make an impact on your business. You could post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job, but think about it. How often do you check job boards? Why trust a chance when you could post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities? And 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. I'm talking about about LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data that you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. You want to make sure your job gets in front of the right people. That's why new hires made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. And right now, if you hurry to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post right now. Once again, that's LinkedIn.com/WAVH to save $50. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We'll start it off talking about the Atlanta Braves, where the future is looking bright. Braves swept a Monday doubleheader against the Miami Marlins, and it was all about the young guns. In the first game, 22-year-old pitcher Touki Toussaint won his debut on the mound for Atlanta 9-1 over Miami. And the Braves won the second game of the day also 6-1. 20-year-old Ronald Acuna Jr. became the fourth player in Major League's history to hit a leadoff home run in both games of a doubleheader.
22-year-old right-hander Miranda Gonzalez had a rope hit to deep center.
Also with that home run, Acuna became the youngest player in the live ball era to hit a home run in four straight games. In other games around the league, the New York Mets hit 5 home runs and Jacob deGrom struck out 12 as the Mets beat the Yankees 8-5. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 7-6 on a ninth inning walk-off homer from Paul DeJong. And the Cleveland Indians beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-3 on a day that the team received some tough news on a star player who's been out for over a week. Earlier yesterday, Indians team president Chris Antonetti announced that outfielder Leonis Martin has been suffering through a bacterial infection that attacked his organs and was life-threatening, but he's currently in stable condition and improving. Martin has been hospitalized at the Cleveland Clinic for nearly a week. Antonetti said that Martin had a bacterial infection that entered his bloodstream and damaged his internal organs, causing some of his organs to begin to shut down. The Indians just acquired the 30-year-old Martin from the Detroit Tigers on July 31st, right before the trade deadline. He became ill last Tuesday night, did not play Wednesday, and on Thursday, the Indians placed him on the 10-day disabled list. Well, Tiger Woods had his best finish in a major since 2009 when he finished second in the PGA Championship on Sunday, just 2 strokes behind the winner Brooks Koepka. And now the initial ratings are in, and they once again confirmed that nobody single-handedly drives more viewers to their sport than Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. CBS reports that with Tiger in contention on the final day, their final round PGA Championship coverage was 69% higher than the year before, going from a 3.6 market rating to a 6.1 and peaking with an 8.3 as Woods finished his round in the 6 to 6:15 Central time slot. And it wasn't just the PGA Championship. In last month's Open Championship, where Tiger finished tied for 6th, NBC reported a 38% rise in viewership over the year before and the highest viewership for the Open since 2000. It's the Tiger effect, and the next tournament hoping to get the Tiger Woods rating bump will be the Northern Trust. That's the first event of the FedEx Cup playoffs beginning August 23rd in New Jersey.
I mean, golf needs Tiger. Big time.
Even the equipment sales go way, way up. And I saw an interview with Bridgestone, who signed Tiger to play the Bridgestone golf balls.
Right.
They said with his endorsement alone, they sell 30% more Bridgestone golf balls.
Cha-ching. Amazing. No wonder they pay him for it. I mean, it's return on investment's good.
Yeah, seriously. In some NFL news, ESPN reported Monday that the Chicago Bears and first-round draft pick Raquan Smith have agreed to terms on a 4-year deal for $18 million. Smith was chosen 8th overall out of the University of Georgia and was the final rookie in the entire draft class to finalize his deal. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
Self, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, McFarland and Johnson Road. They're just wrapping up an accident without injuries as it looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, light traffic, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile, Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company on Google. They just put a roof down in my house this weekend. You couldn't even tell they were here after they left. And they helped with insurance with no money out of my pocket. See how they can help you at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5, 77 now, heading for high in the 90s and a heat index of maybe 100 degrees. More details with Dr. Bill coming up in just about 10 minutes. Now, Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 news out of Pinellas County, Florida this morning as health officials there investigating a measles case, which is infecting an unvaccinated child. The Florida Department of Health says the child contracted the infection locally, but they have not identified the exact source. They are, though, working with other healthcare partners to identify anyone who may have been exposed to the virus so that they can be notified. And they want families to know that their children could be exposed to diseases like measles anywhere unless they're protected with vaccination and that they're risking a serious health impacts and effects for their children if not. And we encourage all parents to fully vaccinate their children to protect them from diseases like measles. Now, two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella, also known as MMR, vaccine are recommended routinely for children. The first dose given to a child between the ages of 12 to 15 months. The second dose given when the child's between the ages of 4 and 6. The department says adults should be vaccinated with at least one dose of the MMR vaccine as well. Restaurant chain Buffalo Wild Wings is considering adding sports betting to their menu. The sports bar chain operates 1,200 restaurants in all 50 states, and they tell CNN Money that they're exploring offering wagering on athletic events in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling, which allowed states to legalize sports betting. The betting would likely come after the restaurant chain established a partnership with an established casino or betting operation. Three states, New Jersey, Delaware, and Mississippi, have legalized sports gambling since the May ruling. Other states are currently considering legislation to do the same. In addition to standards such as football, basketball, and baseball, gamblers are also able to place bets on things like mixed martial arts, tennis, lacrosse, rodeo, bull riding, and the Olympics. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. So, you spent a little time riding bulls.
Yes.
How? And I've seen PBR, professional bull riding, before. Mm-hmm. How do you gamble on that?
That's a great question. And it's actually,
do you know?
Yes, okay. I'm very familiar.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, you can bet. I mean, there's a winner of every event, and you get top five and top ten, so you could bet. And if you find a sports book that actually has this available, because there aren't very many, they would be in Las Vegas because that's where they had their championship. But you can bet on who's going to win.
Okay, so you bet on the rider overall, or do you bet on a specific ride? Like, so-and-so rider's going to be riding, you know, whatever, El Loco.
Yes, you can do both. You can bet on who will win the overall event, who will win the day, since it's usually a 2 or 3 day event.
Right.
And you can also bet on each individual ride where the bull may be favored over the rider or vice versa. The rider could be favored over the bull.
Okay, I'm fascinated. not a gambling guy, but at least that whole world of how with livestock involved, I'm interested for sure.
Yeah, and you don't want the livestock insider trading there. You don't want them betting and then just standing in the middle of the ring.
Hey, walk up to the paddock there and go, hey. Hey, El Loco, I need you to go easy on my rider here. There'll be some extra hay and some heifers in it for you. We'll make that work. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, speaking of money and sports, saw this. For the record now, the most expensive autographed non-game used baseball price has been shattered big time. Okay, it's for a ball with the signature of 11 of the first baseball Hall of Famers that just went for $632,369.
Holy cow. That's a lot of money.
Previous record was held by a ball signed by Babe Ruth, which sold back in 2014 for $388,000. The new record holder has Babe's signature on it, too, along with Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, Cy Young, Tris Speaker, George Sisier, Walter Johnson, Connie Mack, Knapp LaJoy, I guess is how you pronounce it. Eddie Collins, and I love this. As I get my list of names, I would take if I didn't have mine. Grover Cleveland Alexander on there too. Those guys were among the 25 men inducted in the Hall of Fame in its first 4 years, from 1936 to 1939. But the physical Hall of Fame in Cooperstown didn't open until 39. When it did, only 11 of the 25 were alive, and they all attended the official opening. That's when they signed that ball. The ball got really expensive really quickly. By the way, in 1997, this same ball sold for $55,000.
Oh, man. That's
97 to now, and it's selling for, sold this week for $632,369.
And the only player that was actually alive that did not sign the ball at that time, Lou Gehrig. Because
really?
He was already stricken suffering with what would become Lou Gehrig's disease.
Wow.
Yeah.
A piece of trivia on that as well. A baseball with signatures. So a baseball that costs a couple dollars and just ink from these players, over $500,000.
And I think the most expensive used game ball, Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball, sold for $3 million years ago.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
729 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He joins us coming up in a couple minutes. Next, we'll check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council is expected to actually vote on funding for a stadium at the University of South Alabama campus. The school has asked the city and county for $10 million each to help fund the $72 million project. The stadium will seat 25,000 fans and would replace Ladd Stadium as the Jags' home stadium. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has proposed tearing down the city-owned Ladd Stadium, which he says will save the city millions of dollars in maintenance. A city council committee is looking at alternative solutions. They're expected to present those today. It's a big day in Irvington, Alabama State, and local leaders will be there to celebrate the grand opening of the Walmart Distribution Center. The center will employ 750 full-time associates. Announced in March 2017, the $135 million distribution center will help support 700 Walmart stores in Alabama, Mississippi, and beyond. The Mobile County Health Department is investigating the second Vibrio case this year. The health department says the patient got Vibrio from either swimming in Mobile Bay or in the Gulf. So far this year, 18 cases have been verified statewide. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Italian news reports say one person has been rescued from a collapsed bridge in Genoa, Italy. Police say 11 are known dead, 5 are injured and in serious condition. The bridge went down during a violent storm around noon local time. Hundreds of first responders have converged on the site of the collapse. 76-year-old Aretha Franklin is in hospice at home in Detroit. Correspondent Ryan Young says the Queen of Soul has been unable to perform lately.
The last time she performed was in November. She was at an Elton John fundraiser for AIDS, and that's the last time we know that she's performed. She did have an album that they were talking about coming out with, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Franklin's family and closest friends are at her bedside. London police say an incident in which a car was driven into a barrier near the Houses of Parliament appears to be a deliberate act. The driver slammed into pedestrians just outside the Parliament. The driver was arrested on charges of suspicion of terrorism. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Home Depot raised its earnings and sales targets for the year as it continued to benefit from robust home improvement activity and a strong U.S. economy in the latest quarter. Home Depot says its profit jumped 31% to $3.5 billion. Canada's finance minister, Bill Morneau, says his country would take measured and proportionate steps if the U.S. imposes tariffs on Canadian-made cars and auto parts. Morneau says Canada would likely respond in kind like it did after the U.S. put levies on imported steel. After meeting business leaders and touring a Fiat Chrysler plant, Morneau told reporters that Canada doesn't believe there are any reasonable grounds for any sorts of auto tariffs on exports to the U.S. With Elon Musk's SpaceX planning its first astronaut launch for next April, many aerospace industry officials and members of Congress wonder how reliable that timetable is likely to turn out to be. The mission already is years late. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working accidents now at Dolphin Street and DeRue Drive. Also got the older one at Johnson Road South and McFarland. A good ride so far as you're traveling in northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, and no delays coming in from the eastern shore. The Bayway and the Causeway are looking good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at Spring Hill Toyota. Yoda.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, and no big surprise, but another hot one yesterday, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, we had at least 92 degrees yesterday, and again, the hot heat index is climbing up there toward 105, and that's what it's going to be today. We've got a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms. That'll give us some temporary cooling, but there's a good chance that we'll get up as high as 95, the actual temperature this afternoon. Now, tonight, we may see an isolated thunderstorm around, low in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, another rather uncomfortable day, a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low to mid-90s, and we could see a heat index reaching as high as 107 tomorrow. Mm. As for the rest of the week, afternoon thunderstorms Thursday should be around 90, 91 degrees. Friday around 90 with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Same thing for Saturday and Sunday. And then next week, well, warm back up into the, at least the lower 90s, but continue with those afternoon thunderstorms.
All right. In the tropics, what are you watching?
Looking good across the Gulf of Mexico at the moment, and the Caribbean remains quiet. Out in the Atlantic, the tropical Atlantic, we've seen a few thunderstorms developing, but nothing is organizing. The waters are still on the cool side, and as these tropical waves come off the African coast, they're just not forming. And at least there are just a few scattered thunderstorms, and then they're fading out. We do have a disturbance up over the central Atlantic, and it could develop into a tropical storm, but it's so far away from any land area, it shouldn't present any problem.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast every day, and of course a look at the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:36, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines coming up, also sports with Dalton. And we want to talk about the little fantasy league.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah,
we've got to
explain how this works, because you put it up on Twitter this morning.
So if you want to check it out on my Twitter or Sean's Twitter at FMTalk1065, I'm at Dalton Orwig. We're starting something new this year, a college Pick'em ESPN, I guess, fantasy league, you could call it, even though it's not really a fantasy team. What we'll do is, if you sign up to be part of the very first ever FM Talk Pick'em Challenge, we'll all be in this one group, and every week you pick 10 games that are already pre-selected from ESPN. So you pick those 10 games, who you think is going to win, and then you put confidence points next to them, 1 through 10. And the higher confidence you have in that game, the bigger the number. So if you lose, you end up losing that many points each week.
Gotcha.
So we'll add it up over the course of the year, and then by the end of the football season, whoever is the best at picking the games week in and week out will win the first ever FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge, and we'll have a pretty cool prize for it, too.
What is that going to be?
I don't know. We need to work on that. I'm sure it'll be really good, though.
All right. We'll figure that one out. 7:37 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kelly next.
The Joe Jefferson Players present the smash hit musical Mamma Mia. Based on the songs of ABBA, this tale of love, friendship, family, and disco was one of the longest-running shows in New York and London, and now it's coming to Mobile. Come experience the cast singing and dancing their way through your favorite ABBA tunes, August 10th through 26th at JJP. Get your tickets now at joejeffersonplayers.com or find us on Facebook.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
740 FM Talk 106.5 online at FMTalk1065.com. Also, three big things. Check those out at the top of the stack. Mobile County gearing up for more emergency calls. That story we'll talk about next hour. Plus, I guess one stroke, you're out. You know, stroke out.
Yes. Is out.
Yes. FBI fires Peter Stroke in the wake of those anti-Trump text messages. And you ought to check out the local officers posing for their first day of school picture. The good looking kids here going to school. Go check it out as Baymanette, the school resource officers there, had their picture taken for the first day of school. You're cute. You boys are cute.
They've got their lunch boxes and everything.
Y'all check it out online, FMTalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A service member thinks that Chick-fil-A will make all the difference in the world and on military bases. A new petition is circulating to bring Chick-fil-A to U.S. military bases, courtesy of Senior Airman Emily Kirby. She created this petition on change.org, asking the U.S. government to contract with Chick-fil-A to open restaurants on military bases, saying, quote, "One of the most wholesome, happy, and beloved fast food chains to exist in America today." That's how she describes Chick-fil-A, and says that an encounter on any given day within a Chick-fil-A restaurant is full of manners and smiles and my pleasures, which could raise the morale and warm the black hearts of even the crustiest. And their ice cream machine is never broken. Never have I seen a cancerous viral fight video leaked involving any of their employees. Chick-fil-A says that they're aware of the petition and, quote, "We're always exploring new opportunities to serve our customers. However, we have no plans to expand onto military bases at this time." More than 57,000 people have signed the petition on change.org so far. Before you make that breakfast smoothie, listen to this. Vitamix has issued a recall of more than 100,000 blender containers. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the company has received 11 injury reports of lacerations when consumers put their hands into contact with exposed blades. The recall products include Ascent and Venturous series. That's the 8-ounce and 20-ounce blending containers. The actual blenders are not part of the recall. Products impacted were sold nationwide at Costco and Williams-Sonoma and on Vitamix's website from April 2017 through July 2018. And they range in price from $24 to $500. If you have concerns or questions, you can get a free repair kit. You can request that online or call 888-847-8842. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% APR financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry in to the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A strike from Coca-Cola employees is now in its fifth day. The union says they're waiting on a satisfactory response from the bottling company. Teamsters Local 991 says the employees are striking over wages. New employees would be paid significantly less than the current workers and pay a higher insurance rate. More than 270 employees from Mobile, Robertsdale, Leroy, and Ocean Springs are taking part in that strike. Starting September 1st, Mobile County will respond to all emergency medical calls outside Mobile city limits. The change will mainly impact the Theodore area. It's expected to increase Mobile County's calls by 30%. Once the county starts responding, they'll charge a similar fee as the city does, helping make up for the cost of additional manpower. Executive Director Mark Turner tells News 5 they've asked the county commission to help with the rest of the cost. A health advisory has been issued for people in Okaloosa County. About 60,000 gallons of sewage spilled in the Toms Bayou area near Hidden Cove townhomes. Health officials say the spill was caused by the failure at a pump station. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, the Atlanta Braves' future is bright, at least if you watched them play yesterday. The Braves swept a Monday doubleheader against the Miami Marlins, and it was all about the young guns. In the first game, 22-year-old pitcher and Sean's new favorite baseball player, Tuki Toussaint,
best name ever,
won his debut on the mound for Atlanta 9-1 over Miami. He was just pitching for the Mississippi Braves earlier this year, who of course play against the Mobile Bay Bears. Well, Toussaint won that debut, and then on the second game, the Braves won 6-1. 20-year-old Ronald Acuña Jr. became the fourth player in Major League Baseball history to hit a leadoff home run in both games of a doubleheader.
22-year-old right-hander Miranda Gonzalez had a rope hit to deep center on the first pitch. Can you believe it?
Also with that home run, Acuña became the youngest player in the live ball era to hit a home run in four straight games.
Wow.
Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets hit 5 home runs, and Jacob DeGrom struck out 12 as the Mets beat the Yankees 8-5. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 7-6 on a ninth-inning walk-off homer from Paul DeJong, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-3 on a day that the team received some bad news, or bittersweet news, on a star player who's been out for over a week. Earlier yesterday, Indians team president Chris Antonetti announced that outfielder Leonis Martin has been suffering through a bacterial infection that attacked his organs and was life-threatening, but Martin is currently in stable condition and improving. Martin's been hospitalized at the Cleveland Clinic for nearly a week now. The Indians acquired the 30-year-old from the Detroit Tigers on July 31st, just before the trade deadline. He became ill last Tuesday night and did not play on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the Indians placed him on the 10-day disabled list. Well, Tiger Woods had his best finish in a major since 2009 when he finished second in the PGA Championship on Sunday, 2 strokes behind the winner Brooks Koepka. And now, the initial ratings are in, and they once again confirm that nobody single-handedly drives more viewers to their sport than Tiger Woods. CBS reports that with Tiger in contention on Sunday, their final round PGA Championship coverage was 69% higher than in 2017.
Wow.
They went from a 3.6 market rating to a 6.1, and it peaked with an 8.3 as Woods finished his round in the 6 to 6:15 Central time slot. And it wasn't just the PGA Championship and last month's Open Championship where Tiger finished tied for 6th. NBC reported a 38% rise in viewership over the year before and the highest viewership for the Open since 2000. The next tournament hoping to get that Tiger Woods ratings bump will be the Northern Trust. That's the first event of the FedEx Cup playoffs beginning August 23rd in New Jersey. And in NFL news, ESPN reported yesterday that the Chicago Bears and first-round draft pick Raquan Smith have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract for $18 million. Smith was chosen 8th overall out of the University of Georgia and was the final rookie in the entire draft class to finalize his deal. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, to remind folks once again, if they want to get signed up in this Pick'em League for the station.
Yes, if you want to go ahead and sign up, go to ESPN, click on the College Pick'em tab, and search FM Talk 106.5, or you can go to my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig, or Sean's, at FM Talk 106.5, and we've already got 3 signed up, including me, and somebody named Tuki Toussaint somehow has signed up for the FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge. Make sure you join us for this first year.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles.
or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers have had a few minor fender benders. They still got one at Dolphin Street and DeRue Drive and just wrapping up Johnson Road South in McFarland waiting for the wreckers out there. A nice ride for the Bayway, the Causeway, still no problems from Fairhope and Daphne and Spanish Ford on the way in this morning. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern and the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At 7:51, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. Go ahead and put that in your contacts. Works for a text and a call. And by the way, think about your finances. It's back to school time, right? You're spending money buying kids all those things they need and all those things they want for getting back to school. If that's going on the credit card, think about what you're paying in interest. If you want to save money this summer or any time, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You could refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate, averaging about 18-19% in the country. Try on 5.89%. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply, and LightStream believes that people with good credit, think about this, you've worked hard for good credit, so you deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. 7:54, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Because it's never too early to start planning your Jubilee fun, mark your calendars right now, as the Jubilee Festival of Art will be held September 29th and 30th along Main Street in Old Town Daphne. The festival includes more than 100 artist booths selling their best in handmade artwork. There'll also be a kids' art park where children can take advantage of 6 free hands-on activities. The Jubilee Festival's 2 World Food Championship qualifiers will be back on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. And you'll also be treated to Southern Maker of demonstrations, local entertainment, and the food court will be filled with festival favorites. And as always, the Jubilee Festival of Art is free to attend. Another day, another recall, and now we're talking snacks. Hostess says that they are now issuing a voluntary recall on their cookie and cream brownies out of a, quote, an abundance of caution over labeling. You see, at issue, the product's contain section of the ingredients does not list egg as an allergen. Although the ingredient list on the packaging identifies egg as an ingredient, the contain statement, designed to further let consumers know about allergens in the products, does not include egg. Now, no reports of injury or illness have been reported thus far. Only those consumers who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to egg are at risk of an allergic reaction if they consume this product. So anyone who has purchased this impacted product and who has a sensitivity or allergy to eggs is encouraged to get rid of that product, return to the place of purchase for a full refund. And if you have questions, call 1-800-483-7253 or you can visit hostesscakes.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 755 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams calling for another hot one today, as it is August. The heat indices over 100 degrees. Somebody pointed out on the text line that quite possibly Michelle saying that Dr. Bill could have said the heat index would have been around 106.5 versus 107. thank you, Michelle. Dr. Bill, you hear that?
Branding.
This is what we're talking about. Branding. All right. Also, today you can cool off this afternoon, 5:30, as the city of Mobile has their own some kind of recreation of the Battle of Mobile Bay, this with water balloons and water guns in Cathedral Square. So no west wind, no flood tide, nobody lashed to the riggings, but they will do the water balloon battle.
Yeah, no, if it were an actual battle, I can't help but think that would probably lower the turnout of people that would show up for the recreation here.
I was trying to think of the things that go down. There's a ton of activities between Cathedral Square and Bienville Square downtown, but two of them that the city really, pushes here. The elf thing.
Mm-hmm. Elfapalooza, is that
yes,
what they
call it? Yes, Elfapalooza, yeah, okay. Where we're always trying to
break the record.
Yeah, break some Guinness record of people wearing elf ears and then a water balloon battle. Want to check.
Let's combine those two. Let's have a Elfapalooza water battle.
And it would be more challenging. It would be, there's more to lose in the wintertime because you really do not want to get wet.
Yeah.
So like right now, you're like, oh no, don't cool me off. Whatever you do, don't cool me off. But yeah, in the wintertime, it might get some more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Also, going on today, Mobile City Council may vote on that letter of intent to give the money to South.
Everyone is saying today is the day. They've tabled it now twice or three times since the original vote to see whether the city will give that $10 million in return, $2.5 million to this University of South Alabama. But I have a sinking feeling it's going to be tabled one more time, but I guess we'll find out today at the Mobile City Council meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about that during the midday show today starting at noon. And also, the city's talking about $10 million. The county had discussed maybe $5 million or so, but I know after yesterday's county commission meeting, Connie Hudson and Jerry Carl both said they thought the $10 million was too much for the county to give. They didn't rule out some sort of contribution, but they said $10 million was too much. And also that question that came up yesterday when you started talking about LAD, both of those commissioners were concerned what happens to high schools now playing at LAD Peebles, but they're also, the question is, what about having the school system contribute to that? Something we'll talk about next hour. Y'all stay close.